top five at five.
They don't have a big enough space to put their belongings, and they're worried about COVID.
A cop's forced to clear protesting migrants who refused to move from a hotel to cots at the Brooklyn terminal. The MTA touting on-time performance as the best seen in decades. There's even more fallout from the Tyre Davis killing. Now two officers relieved of duty, two additional officers and two EMTs and a lieutenant fired. President Biden officially ending the nation's COVID-19 emergency. Gas prices, they are ticking up nationwide. No drop forecast. New York City police cleared groups of migrants from the Watson Hotel in the Hell's Kitchen area of Manhattan Monday. Dozens refused to go to the Brooklyn Cruise Terminal. They were camped out in tents at 57th Street between 9th and 10th Avenues. City Councilwoman Gail Brewer among those who think all migrants should get a hotel room.
They don't have a big enough space to put their belongings. And, you know, they're worried about COVID. And those are real issues. You know, this is a great hotel. I've been here in the past. It's a great hotel. The problem is that women and children, they also need a space.
Single adult men say that the Watson are being moved so that the space can be occupied by migrant families with children. Well, the MTA has announced the subway's on-time performance is actually the best in decades. Buses, subways, and the LIRR all reporting fewer delays. The MTA released its latest on-time performance data for the subways and the commuter rail lines. Back in January, subways were on time 85% of the time, while the LIRR ran on time 96% of the time. As for Metro North, it ran at a near-perfect 97%. Here's MTA Chair Jenna Lieber.
This is the best performance ever by our commuter railroads, except for the very height of COVID when, dare I say, nobody was riding. This is historic.
Welcome news for the agency, which is still struggling to attract roughly one-third of riders who have yet to return since the viral pandemic hit. Two additional Memphis police officers have been relieved of duty in connection with the beating death of Tyre Davis. They are Officer Preston Hemphill and another officer not publicly identified. Also, two EMTs who responded to the scene and a lieutenant have been fired. Hemphill deployed his taser during the confrontation in his own body camera video. He is seen chasing Nichols down the road. Hemphill was heard on his body camera video saying twice, "I hope they stop his word that begins with the letter A." Antonio Romanucci, the attorney for the Nichols family, spoke to ABC 7.
I have more and more doubts that there was any issue of reckless driving whatsoever. I think it was a narrative. I think it was a justification for the stop.
Hemphill, who is white, has not yet been fired or charged. Five officers who are all black were fired and charged with second-degree murder in connection with Nichols' beating at a January 7th traffic stop. The 29-year-old Nichols died 3 days later. President Joe Biden has informed Congress, he did so Monday, that he will end the twin national emergencies for addressing COVID-19. That'll happen as of May 11th. The move comes months after President Biden said in an interview with 60 Minutes that COVID was over with in the U.S.
The pandemic is over. We still have a problem with COVID. We're still doing a lot of work on it. But the pandemic is over.
The move to end the national emergency and public health emergency declarations would formally restructure the federal coronavirus response. Biden's announcement comes as Republicans are also gearing up to launch investigations on the federal government's response to COVID. Then President Donald Trump first declared the COVID-19 pandemic as a national emergency. That was back on March 13th of 2020. And today also Biden visits New York City as part of his federal response to rebuild transportation related to the planned Gateway project. Well, gas prices, you may have noticed they are heading back up. Gas Buddy predicts the national average could hit $4 a gallon again in a couple of months. The price for a gallon of regular is up more than 13% nationally over the past 30 days. Some states have seen price increases of nearly $1 per gallon this month alone. Industry analysts say winter weather, not demand, is fueling the increase in price. Here's Gas Buddy analyst Patrick DeHaan. He spoke to News Nation.
Thanks to the Arctic blast that hit much of the country all the way down into Texas, the extremely cold weather caused equipment failures at refineries. So as a result, gasoline production was disrupted.
Prices typically rise in the spring as refineries switch to summer-grade gasoline. Gas Buddy said that could mean a return to $4 per gallon gas as soon as March. DeHaan also cautioned that a dip in demand is unlikely, even if Americans balk at the rising prices as driving typically increases heading into the summer months.
It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.